Good morning, my friends. Happy New Year. It's the 1st of January 2025. I can think of no better subject for today after the hiatus that I've taken recently because of health issues, both mine and my wife's. No better subject than the one I'm going to talk about today, which is some dreams aren't small enough to be shared. Some dreams aren't small enough to be shared. Not big enough, small enough. You know how they say in Western movies, this town ain't big enough for the both of us. Well, this dream ain't small enough for the both of us, or the 10 of us, or the 100 or the 1,000 of us. And it works counterintuitively because the bigger the dream, the harder it is to believe in it. Believing in a dream is not about the dream having room for you. It's about you having room for the dream in your mind, in your heart, in your soul. The bigger the dream, the harder it is to share it with others. So, what is my dream? Well, the big dream should be something that's bigger than your life. I firmly believe that until one finds a dream that's worth dying for, they have nothing worth living for. Until you find something bigger than your life, more important in the grand scheme of things, more meaningful to you than your own continued existence, till you find that, your existence doesn't really mean that much. So what is mine? Well, I have a vision, I have a mission, and I believe I have the beginning of a plan for it all. A vision of a world where people go to talk to a personal philosopher as they do to a personal physician or to a personal therapist. That is my dream. Well, part of it. Because that's just the start, you see. That is merely the beginning of this beautiful, beautiful dream of mine. The way it goes from there, it just goes better and better. My dream goes to a world where, in a few generations, if this happens, if people start going to see personal philosophers like they do a personal physician, in a few generations, this will lead to an end to childism. It will lead to an end to child abuse and neglect by their own parents, at least under the guise of it being good for them. Of it being for their own good, being called education in any way, shape, or form. So, I'm not saying we'll be living in paradise, although it will feel like it compared to what we're going through now. It'll still be imperfect. There'll still be ugliness and suffering and pain, but at least we won't be pretending that it's fine, that it's okay. We won't be pissing on each other and pretending it's raining the way we're doing now. So if child abuse and neglect ends, or child abuse and neglect in the name of child care and loving your kids, if that ends, then, my friends, then the hard part is done. Then, shortly after that, there will be no more wars. There will be no more abject poverty. Because I firmly believe that all the evils of mankind, and especially war, see Lloyd DeMaus's books on the subject, War is rooted in child abuse. Government abuse is rooted in child abuse. The government itself. It's the root of all evil. We have a society based on child abuse and neglect. And if we manage to fix that, and I think the way to fix that is through philosophy, and I think the way to make philosophy part of everyday lives for people is personal philosophy, personal philosophers as a job, then there's nothing standing in our way. Then this will be the beginning of a new age for humanity. Might be. I can't see the future. I don't know. But I'm just telling you about my dream. Hey, it's a dream. I'm not saying any of this is guaranteed. I'm not saying any of this is foolproof. I don't pretend to see the future. I'm just so in love with this future that I want to make it possible. I want to do anything I can and everything I possibly can to make it happen. We will ascend to our next evolution stage as a species. Humanity will. If we just stop childism. Now, the first step, as I said, is to actually build a theory of scientific philosophy, of objective philosophy, that's actually useful to people instead of the current mumbo jumbo that we have. That's the first hurdle that we need to get over to reach our destination, to make this dream a reality. It's simple. It's going to be hard, but it just involves a bunch of reading, a bunch of thinking about a bunch of writing. It's a clear algorithm. But the second problem is the bigger one. Getting the philosophy to the people who need it most. Getting the medicine to the ones afflicted by the illness. And the problem here is bigger. There's no clear algorithm. The problem is that the people who need it most don't know they need it. It is the biggest, most important, most complex, most difficult sales and marketing and branding problem that has ever existed. And one that has never been solved for 2,500 years at least. How to sell philosophy to the people who need it most. And I say sell, not give away for free. You know why? Because something given away for free is not valued. I could give them philosophy for free. I will be giving philosophy for free all along, but that won't help anybody who really, really needs it. Why? Why? Because it's going to be akin to giving diet books to thin people. The people who need it most are not aware of its value. And getting them to buy is proof that they see the value. That's the only way to know. So my vision is a world where we end childism, and this leads humanity into a new age of enlightenment. A second enlightenment. Through philosophy, through the missing piece that is philosophy in our lives and in our society. And my mission is to solve the two biggest problems, which are one coherent, useful theory of applied objective philosophy. Second, the biggest problem, how to deliver this. My mission is to first build the medicine, perfect the medicine, and then find a mechanism of delivery. Convince them to buy the medicine and to use the medicine. That's it. And if you really have listened to me, then you will be terrified by this vision of mine, because it is terrifying. It is scary. It is such a big undertaking. It's monumental. There's, and I'm not comparing myself to Elon Musk by any means, but he is going to take us, I think, to Mars, take humanity to Mars, kicking and screaming, possibly, not because of humanity's virtues, but in spite of its flaws. And I think he'll succeed. But to go any further than that, and to ensure that we don't actually end ourselves as a species, I think we really, really, really need this part. The one that I'm working on. I could be completely off. I could be wasting my time. I could be delusional. I could be infatuated with my own dreams of grandiosity. I could be an asshole and a moron who can't even begin to apply any of this into practice. I could be. I don't think I am. And I'm not going to spend any more time second-guessing myself. I'm going to act as if this is possible. Because I think it's possible, and I'd really like for it to be possible. And if I'm wrong, well, the only cost has been that I've wasted my life. Which, I mean, what is that in the grand scheme of things? What is the life of one man compared to such a beautiful, incredibly sublime dream? I think I could help everyone. And if I'm wrong, then that's it. I'm wrong. If I waste my time and my effort, that's it. There's far, far worse things than that. And the worst thing I could think of is for me to not try. To not dedicate my life to this. I can think of no better way of, quote-unquote, wasting my life than trying to make this dream into a reality. And I hope, my friends, I really, really hope that I can make this dream small enough for you to join me in it. You're welcome, and have an amazing 2025.